It's the largest non-Catholic Christian denomination in the U.S., with churches in every state. And today, the Southern Baptist Convention will get its first black leader since it was created 167 years ago. It's a huge step for a church that was founded by advocates for slavery and that, until as recently as the 1970s, maintained segregated congregations. This is the same church, remember, that fought integration during the Civil Rights era and praised the ideals of white supremacy. The sounds there of Wild Wednesday, a lively gathering of the faithful at the Franklin Avenue Baptist Church. This overwhelmingly black congregation is celebrating Fred Luter's remarkable journey.
We love and appreciate him so, so much, and it was just something more than we could have all expected.
Fred Luter is not exactly typical of the Southern Baptist Convention. His preaching style was developed in New Orleans on the street corners of the Lower Ninth Ward.
We cannot expect to reach this generation that's not listening to preachers.
So did he ever imagine that he'd come to lead a church whose very name was once a byword for racism in the South? Here he is speaking to Paul Adams of our partner, the BBC.
I did not know anything about the Southern Baptist Convention. That's why when people ask me, why would you want to be a part of a convention that started out as a result of slavery? As a black man, why would you want to do that? I didn't know.
Why? What brought you?
Well,
what attracted
church,
you?
Well, I was preaching at another local church in the city, and someone there told me that Franklin Avenue was looking for a pastor. Would I be interested? And at the time, Franklin Avenue was an all-black church.
I think it is one of the tragedies of our nation, one of the shameful tragedies, that 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is one of the most segregated hours, if not the most segregated hours, in Christian America.
The Reverend Martin Luther King speaking in 1960. At that time, there were no black leaders or members, even, of the Southern Baptist Convention. For a century and a half, the SBC has represented the religious and often political soul of the segregated South.
There's some places around the, even in this neighborhood, that didn't come back yet.
Fred Luter walks through the neighborhood where he grew up, the Lower Ninth Ward, devastated by Hurricane Katrina in 2005, a vibrant community during his childhood, now almost a ghost town.
One block away is Jordan Avenue. That's where the levees broke.
So the rush. But Fred is proud of his roots and the house that's no longer there, and he's not about to play down his African-American roots for the benefit of white Southern Baptists.
I think there's something we want to celebrate as a convention. We want to say, no, we want to celebrate the fact that this guy's African-American because it will say something about this convention. It will say that we're no longer a convention that's lily white, that's strictly Anglo. Our convention now is open to all ethnic groups, and Fred Luter is Exhibit A.
My brother, my sister, we're going to take about 1 minute. We've got to close out.
On the other side of the city, choir practice at the mostly white First Baptist Church of New Orleans. The pastor here, David Crosby, has known Fred Luter for 16 years. The two men worked together after Hurricane Katrina, and their two congregations, one white, one black, shared facilities and Bible classes.
We give God the praise, we give God the glory.
We have historical baggage as a convention, and it's not all going away with the election of President Luter. We acknowledge and lament some of our past. I see Fred Luter's presidency as a declaration to ourselves and others that this is genuinely who we are and who we want to be, that we are not the old convention of 50 years ago.
David Crosby speaking about today's election of Fred Luter, the first black leader of the Southern Baptist Convention.